This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Disney is scrapping plans to build a new billion-dollar campus that would have brought thousands of employees to Florida, citing changing business conditions and an increasingly hostile Republican state government. The company is openly feuding with the state's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and with the media industry grappling with the massive writer strike. The proposed Disney campus in Lake Nona, Florida, in the greater Orlando area, was expected to add 2,000 jobs. Disney and DeSantis have been sparring for more than a year about controversial legislation the governor signed that restricts the teaching of sexual orientation and gender identity in schools. Critics have labeled that law the Don't Say Gay bill. The fight intensified in recent months after DeSantis moved to take over Disney's special tax district, setting rules for Disney World and surrounding areas. DeSantis tried to install a hand-picked board to oversee the district. Before the Florida government selected the board in February, Disney had reached agreements with the outgoing board that limited the power of DeSantis's employees. Now Disney and DeSantis are in a legal battle over the board and tax district. Last month, Disney CEO Bob Iger told investors that he believed DeSantis's actions to punish Disney were anti-business. The hostilities sank Disney's plans for expansion and millions of dollars to Florida. Other anti-gay legislation has compromised states in recent years, like North Carolina's bathroom bill a few years ago that drove away events, companies, and investors from that state. Florida's fight with Disney is a high-profile fight, but other businesses and investors have also stopped events, hiring, building, and operating in Florida due to the hostile government actions. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis just last week signed into law new restrictions on gender-affirming treatments for minors, drag shows, bathroom usage, and which pronouns can be used in school, the latest affront in the Republican leader's ongoing culture battles. Final construction plans have been approved for the Flathead Lake Alpine Roller Coaster in Lakeside, Montana, on the southwestern side of Flathead Lake. The decision comes after months of back-and-forth drama on the project, which has angered residents of the community on Flathead Lake's western shore. The Montana Department of Transportation is still reviewing plans for the approach and encroachment permits for the project. Actual construction cannot move ahead before those approvals are done. The roller coaster plans to open in spring of next year. Torsten Weddle and his wife own Wilderness Land Holding LLC in Stevensville. The pair has been trying to bring an alpine roller coaster to western Montana for years, but the Weddles and their roller coaster project have encountered opposition from residents. The final approved construction plans contain a number of variances from MDT's standard design criteria that include speed limits slowed to 55 miles an hour, a reduced length for the turn lane into the Weddles' property, and obstructions that will not be removed from the side of the road. Lakeside residents and a group called the Upper West Shore Alliance oppose the non-compliant design and the roller coaster in general. Questions of safety, traffic, and neighborhood impacts have repeatedly dogged the Flathead Lake Alpine Coaster. The Upper West Shore Alliance said, the MDT approach manual says that MDT must grant reasonable access. The developers have always had reasonable access. MDT has approved unreasonable access that jeopardizes safe travel for all highway users in the corridor. A high-speed car chase last Tuesday morning led the Montana Highway Patrol through Bozeman on I-90 in an attempt to stop a speeding vehicle traveling east. The pursuit ramped up as the vehicle refused to pull over. Speeds reached 110 miles an hour. Deputies from the Sweetgrass County Sheriff's Office responded to assist the MHP. After racing by Bozeman on the interstate, the suspect vehicle took the Bridger Creek exit onto the South Frontage Road and entered the rural neighborhood of Stagecoach Estates with speeds exceeding 100 miles an hour. As the speeding car tried to drive out of Stagecoach Estates, the vehicle crashed on a turn at the underpass just west of the neighborhood entrance. The driver then fled on foot, and after a short foot chase on I-90, the driver surrendered to MHP officers and deputies. When authorities questioned the driver, he said he was late for a driving test in Billings. The driver was charged with several misdemeanor and felony offenses. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.